Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Tuesday morning. I watched my team get shut out on Monday Night Football, so that was fun, but screw that, I want to talk about some hope as Brody Van Wagenen once again is stealing some headlines at the winter meetings. So we have our holiday party last night. I get back to our hotel. I take a look at Twitter, and what do I see? Every one of these Las Vegas baseball insiders, meaning the guys that are out in Vegas for the winter meetings, tweeting about Brody, three-team deals, JT Realmuto coming to the Mets, and maybe, just maybe, because discussions were happening, that Noah Syndergaard in a three-team deal that would bring Realmuto to the Mets, Syndergaard would go to the Yankees? Now that scenario seems still to be a little bit of a stretch, but it's been talked about, and Brody Van Wagenen had Jeff Wilpon confirmed, by the way, fly out to Vegas. It was the buzz of the winter meetings. There is an owner that has flown out to Vegas. Turns out it's Jeff Wilpon, and Joel Sherman tweeted, Brody wants Jeff there because there's all sorts of big money deals and seismic things about to happen with the Mets, and he wants to be able to make these decisions quicker. Hold on to your shorts, ladies and gentlemen. Brody Van Wagenen is here to shake your world up. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You know, your team almost got shut out last night. My team gave up a hat trick to Steven Stamkos. Of course we did. Because that's what we do. Every other team's best players just absolutely light us up. It's unbelievable. But I will say this. I'm with you, man. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And where there's fire, there's Brody Van Wagenen. Brody Van Wagenen is making things happen, shaking the tree. I like it. I like it. I like it as a Met fan. I know we're going to be talking about all these different possible deals and all that other stuff. I can't really get into the deal until I know exactly what it is. And if it does, involve Syndergaard in a Yankee uniform, that is going to be hard to swallow.
Yeah.
That is really going to be hard to swallow. I mean, come on, guys. Are you going to put Noah Syndergaard on the Yankees? Is that what we're doing right now?
I really, really hope that does not happen.
Now, maybe Brian Cashman figures that, hey, you know, I've worked with Brody Van Wagenen over the years. We can have conversations. We can talk about this. I do not want to see – there's two parts of me.
Sure.
The Met fan part of me does not want to see Noah Syndergaard in a Yankee uniform.
Sure.
That's the Met fan part
of me.
What
about the Yankee fan part of you?
No, I'm not waving now. Now, the businessman part of me.
Yep.
The businessman part of me wants the Mets to get a top-flight catcher.
Yep.
And wants the Yankees to get a top-flight pitcher because I want my teams, the Mets in this case, to be whole as a team. And I want a top-flight catcher, and that would be JT Realmuto. Let's face it, that's what it is. But, man, if it's going to cost us Noah Syndergaard in a Yankee uniform, and I'm sure there'll be other things coming back because that's not enough in Noah Syndergaard. I'm sorry. That's just not enough. If I'm going to sit here and watch Noah Syndergaard in a Yankee uniform, we better get something else back. It can't just be this, and I can't watch that.
Well, he's dealing with two teams, Brody is, with the Yankees and the Marlins, where if you send Noah Syndergaard to either one of those places, it's going to be tough to take for the Mets fan. One, you got him in the division,
the Marlins,
and two, the Yankees.
Yes.
Well, I know, it'd be the Marlins, and the Marlins don't have much of a roster, and they're rebuilding and all that, but you still want to see Noah Syndergaard within a division?
Isn't there somebody else out there the Mets can get involved?
Well,
somebody that's like, you know, 1,000 miles away? Does it have to be? And look, I'm not against, remember last year I was saying, maybe DeGrom over to the Yankees because of where he was in his career and what he was doing and how bad the Mets were playing. And we were talking about Gleyber Torres. We were talking about Andujar. We were talking about a couple of other players. And I was saying, well, you know, we just threw that out there, you know, and I was pushing that narrative.
Yep, of course.
And I got all that. But I'm thinking right now, man, if I got to watch Noah Syndergaard in the Yankee uniform, I may just throw up.
Yeah, you can't always judge based on fan reaction.
I may just throw up anyway.
Right, just for the hell of it. Let's
no,
just all...
just because you idiots last night. That's why. you people have no idea how to just keep it real and just keep it like at a steady pace. You guys are just like building and building and building and building like to a crescendo to where you can't even walk anymore.
Well, wait a second. You're going to blame us for the crescendo?
Yeah, I think.
Hello, kettle. This is Pot. You are black.
Hey, calm down.
You were making me eat things that I haven't eaten in 3 months and not taking no for an answer.
It was a Christmas party, and I was trying to bring the best out in you, and I wanted you to enjoy yourself.
You've been so miserable for the last three months. That's not true. I've been great.
You had a great time last night.
I did have a great time, but I have not.
You were holding court with all your flunkies and everything.
It was good, man. Everything was good.
And by the way, you know, we got to go up to the 11th floor. I mean, people up there have no idea who we are.
Yeah, there's
I met a couple guys, people last night, and they were asking me, what do I do for a living? I said, I handle insurance claims downstairs on 10. So I said, when you come down, you know, maybe if you want to get, you know, before 10 o'clock, you come down. I'm usually talking to the guys that are on the air. They're always bitching about their insurance claims. So I'll be down there if you want to come down and meet us. So
yeah, we were doing the raffle and you were making me do a couple voices reading the raffle tickets. And I'm like, I wonder if the over-under is like 50% of people know these voices that I'm doing that are working here. Maybe 25%.
Yeah, like, so there were probably over 200 people show up last night, you think?
Yeah. Right around.
Maybe a little more, I would say.
Yeah, so, you know, and they're not all sports fans, of course. You know, they work in this company in different areas.
Music people.
Any news people. Yeah. You know, the news people, they just basically are just stuck on house fires and car fires and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
tough to get them to turn
exactly.
up.
Yes, exactly. You can't get them to turn up or turn out.
Right. No, but hey.
Harris, though, he can hang.
I mean, there was
that guy could rip it up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was awesome. No, it was.
I was with the traffic and weather people from 880 and 1010.
Were you hanging out with them?
Man,
did they know who you were?
Yeah, they knew who I was. Because, you know, I was talking their language. I was talking about, like, the BQE and the LIE and
all that stuff.
Cross
Island.
And they love that stuff. You start talking about that stuff, and, you know, now all of a sudden they feel important because you're talking about their stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our stuff because we live on those roads.
Like, I've heard you say before that when the Mets are in the middle of a bad season, when you get off the air, you don't want to talk about the Mets. You've told me that. Right. You think the traffic people don't want to talk about the BQE when they get off the air?
I don't know. They seemed to light up last night when I brought up traffic and stuff.
Oh, good.
I don't know. I just seemed like I really brought out the best in them.
Yeah, well, that's awesome.
Next thing you know, we're taking pictures and having a shot here or there. I mean, it's like crazy.
Well, listen, hey, kudos to Entercom and Susan Larkin who put that thing together last night because they really did a really, really nice job. She extended the party, too, for everybody that was hanging out. So it was great. It was a lot of fun. But you know, you were saying about the seeing Noah Syndergaard in a Yankee uniform. Now
you can't
judge a trade based on fan reaction. However, the stuff that I feel like I was seeing last night, every Met fan was freaking out about it, and every Yankee fan was excited about it. And that tells you right there that maybe, this isn't the way the Mets want to go.
But I think I have to say this to like Brody. Hey, Brody, if
pipe down.
No. If Syndergaard is going to be in a Yankee uniform, then I need to see either Andujar or Torres in a Met uniform.
Well, what about Realmuto?
I know, but that's a Marlins. See, that's the thing. I can't.
Want a pound of their flesh too?
I need a pound. They need something from them, and maybe we'll get something from them in the meantime. I don't know. Maybe they have something that Miami would want, and then obviously something else for us. But could you imagine this? Could you imagine Noah Syndergaard starting the All-Star game in a Yankee uniform?
No. I am fully on board for trading Noah Syndergaard to help out the everyday player roster and improve in a couple of spots. I think that he's the guy you got to target maybe to get a big return back. I liked when Brody threw that out there. This right here, this is now getting crazy. Like this is how I feel.
But you got to make moves. I understand that.
He desperately wants Realmuto. He wants JT Realmuto, and Brody Van Wagenen is a guy who will not take the word no from anybody.
I kind of like that.
And that's great. But there comes a point where someone ends up doing something stupid because they're so desperate to get something else done, and Noah Syndergaard to the Yankees in a three-team trade just to get this catcher who is his former client that he loves so much is one of those things. It really is. I like the idea they're exploring with the Yankees. It's something that wasn't really a factor for many, many years. I mean, they haven't made a trade in a long time, and Brody's saying, screw all the stuff of the past. I'm looking down every single avenue and everything to figure out to make this team better, but this is one where I said, this is just, this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts.
It's kind of fun talking about it, though.
It is fun talking about it because you got two New York teams involved. But
I got to see the whole thing. If I'm going to see Noah Syndergaard in a Yankee uniform, then I need to see the whole thing. I got to see all the pieces before I can really go off on it. Because I know what they're saying. I don't know how accurate it is. But if Jeff Wilpon did fly out there, maybe there are other things. Who knows? Maybe there's a Pollock signing coming. You know, the other thing, too, when I was talking to you earlier this morning about the Yankees, right?
Yep.
You know, they have to trade Sonny Gray. They have to figure out what to do with Ellsbury. You know, that's the other big contract that's sitting there for the next 3 years. He also has a no-trade clause, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be a real douche if he wants to be.
Of course he could.
And I wouldn't blame him. I mean, that's his right as a player, and that's what you fight for your CBA and everything else, is the right to have that. Now, Yankee fans may not like it. They may not want to see him and all this other crap. I get that. But at the end of the day, you know, they still have a few more moves to make yet.
Sure.
Before they figure out whether or not they're going to add Machado. Now, that becomes, as Brian Cashman dangles that little carrot for Christmas time for those Yankee fans out there that want something to happen. But I still think he's got to get another pitcher, whether it be, you know, Happ or whether it be Syndergaard, I guess. I don't know. When I think about it, it just makes me quiver right now.
Yeah, well,
it's
kind of
like watching a Norris Trophy potential winner down in Tampa wearing number 27.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, when he was wearing 27 for us, okay. He was a great player, great Ranger, and all that other stuff, but never was taken seriously for the Norris Trophy. And now all of a sudden, he's down there in Tampa, and they're killing everybody. And now all of a sudden, he looks like, oh my God, the greatest defenseman in the history of the league.
Yeah, that happens. You know what happens? I feel like that happens with a lot of Mets players, too, where they go somewhere else and all of a sudden turn into major, major factors. So this is the problem with winter meeting stuff and rumors is it seemed like this conversation happened. There's no doubt about it. The Yankees, the Marlins, and the Mets had this conversation. And this conversation was leaked to a couple of the writers. But I don't know how serious the conversation was. That's the problem with this is like you hear it. And then I've already got Syndergaard and pinstripes and Ryomoto catching Jacob DeGrom, but I don't know how serious it is.
Hey, Al, how like you know fired up do you think like the John Haymans of the world, the Harpers of the world, the baseball writers of the world are right now as they're well, it's still 3 o'clock in the morning out there in Las Vegas, but you know they're going to be up in about 3 hours, and you think they're going to be like nuts? They're going to be like flying all over the place, like ants on sugar.
Ants on sugar?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, it involves the Mets and Yankees.
I mean, yeah, it's perfect. Right. Especially the New York guys.
And a beloved Met.
I mean, I don't know. What, and
I
what's
don't know
the,
about beloved.
Oh, he's beloved.
Oh, without a doubt. They love that
I mean,
guy.
You beloved. Know what? I mean, I want to see the guy go through a full season.
Oh, now all of a sudden, now we're knocking him. I mean, I hear you. Trust me. He's
why
not Jacob DeGrom.
About, why are they talking about trading him?
Well, because he's not Jacob DeGrom.
He's going to explode his elbow or his shoulder.
That's what they're afraid of. Listen, I understand the injury stuff, but I also think that they look at having maybe a surplus of pitching, and if you have DeGrom there and then you sign Wheeler and you go out and maybe sign somebody else in free agency and you can get a couple of major league ready pieces for Syndergaard, then yeah, that's why.
All in the mix.
Yeah, a couple.
Yes. Gotta have it.
Right, a couple. Do you hear what you just said?
A couple major league pieces, yes.
A couple major league pieces.
You better
not
get a couple major league pieces.
Not just JT Realmuto.
Yeah.
A couple of major league pieces.
I mean, Jeff Wilpon flew in to Vegas last night.
That's exciting.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
No,
very
I mean,
exciting.
This apparently this is like the way the reporting was is there's a mystery owner on a plane right now, and then all of a sudden it's Jeff Wilpon. Dun dun dun! I can't believe it.
He's fancy.
Yep, that's right. Joel Sherman said he said there are many scenarios involving big pieces, potentially seismic decisions.
Big pieces. That would make Manny Machado part of it. That would make Bryce Harper part of it, maybe?
Well,
I know you've been talking about Bryce Harper. Yeah. Now, do you feel better about that now? Or
boy, no. I mean, I'm still not ruling it out, but I need to see more linkage to the Mets and Harper. I haven't seen enough linkage.
I don't know. We got seismic movements, and we got major moves and things of that nature. Come on.
Well, if they put Conforto in a deal somewhere and he's gone, then I think that the potential to get Harper increases. That's what I believe. Because I think right now, as the team is currently constructed, there's a lot of lefties. It's just, I don't know. But I think that if you see Conforto go somewhere,
yep,
there's no doubt about it that they would be in my opinion, they'd be in on something like that. But who knows? It could also mean Pollock. But he said that Brody, also Joel Sherman in this tweet, Brody wants the owner to be on the ground
So if momentum is gained, decisions can be made quicker.
That'd be awesome.
This is it. This is the winter meetings we'll be talking about for years and years and years. Brody Van Wagenen's inaugural winter meeting as a general manager of the New York Mets, and he's already shaking things up. I also think that he makes sure that a lot of stuff gets out there. I think he loves the fact.
You do. You'd think that, huh?
Who's been talked about more than any other team?
The Mets have been the number one team on everybody's list.
I think
there's
that's
no
strategic.
Question.
I think it's strategic. It's not just because he's active. I think he wants people to know what he's doing.
So you think that's strategy?
Yeah, I do.
I like it.
I think it's strategy because it puts pressure on other owners
right.
and general managers to get stuff done. And I also think it drums up excitement within a fan base that's coming off another miserable year.
You know, in another part of the paper, there's a baseball executive that's being rumored to be being considered for a position.
Okay.
Yes.
You want to tell me what that is?
Yeah.
You want to hold on to that? Is that your tease?
No. It's Randy Levine.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, chief of staff.
Chief of staff for the Prez. What do you think? What do you think, boys?
Well, I think that he'd probably be the next guy to be fired in a couple of months, right? Isn't that the way it goes?
I don't know. I think if you take that job, you got to get some sort of assurances that you're not going to get fired in 3 months, right?
Well, I don't think you're going to get those assurances.
I mean, you don't
man.
Leave the Yankees to go do that for 3 months.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave the Yankees. I would not leave. If I was trying to really build a political career.
Just nice to know that your name is thrown out there in that situation, right? Just throw a name out there and just see what happens.
Yeah,
just kind of like Noah Syndergaard going to the Yankees, Randy Levine going to the Trump administration. That would be kind of interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised, too. Here's another reason why Brody could be throwing stuff out there. Yeah. See what the fans are like. Let's just toss this out there and see if people go nuts about it or not. You know, like,
What are we doing right now? Are we going nuts about it?
Well, I think we're going nuts about Syndergaard being in pinstripes.
Yeah,
nobody wants to see that.
That would really be hard to stomach without some Yankee coming back and putting him in Mets pinstripes.
Right, absolutely. All right, it's Boomer and Geo just getting started. Brody Van Wagenen shaking things up at the winter meetings. He flew Jeff Wilpon out there to be on the ground to help him make these decisions quicker. There's three team trade talk with the Yankees, the Marlins, and the Mets, and some of these talks have Syndergaard going into friggin' Yankees. Unbelievable.
You think he flew JetBlue out there?
Probably not.
No.
Hey, man, it's a new world. Will Pons, private jets, talking to Scott Boras.
He's fancy.
I feel like we're back in 2007 again, 2006.
Yeah, it's craziness.
Spending some cash.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.